of the parshas Vayetzer, and at the end, Rashi comments that there was a switch of the malachim in the middle. That the tzaddikim and malachim who go along with them, usually the tzaddikim have malachim to protect them. The malachim tell the shmocha before the rakasa. Here it's a shiloh. Maybe Yankov Avinu didn't need the malachim. Maybe he had the shkina going with him. It says Malach Elohim Molo Yordan Lovahini Hashem Nitzavola. Rashi says Nishamroi. It's on the topic over here. The very next pasuk says Hashem Nitzavola. The Shema. Hashem was protecting. What he needed malachim for? It was just recovered the honor. Like say when the king walks in the streets and he needs guards to protect him, that people shouldn't kill him. Even if you're not afraid that anyone's going to kill him, he still needs that he should go derech kovet. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that a chassan doim al melech, that he should always, in Yeshivas Mi'anishta, he shouldn't go yechidi. Not only because a chassan needs shmir. The Gemara says a chassan is one of the people who needs shmir because the mazikin are jealous of the fact that he's so happy. If the chassan is happy that he married this wonderful girl, so he needs shmir. Not only because of that fact, but because a chassan doim al melech, and the melech doesn't go yechidi, so the chassan shouldn't go yechidi, he should be covered. That's a some interpret over here. Malach Elohim, I think the Taz writes like that in Dibidah. Malach Elohim, all of Yordan, and Hashem needs to follow the Shamroi to be Megala, that the purpose of the Malach HaMayankim is not so much for Shmira, but rather for Lekovit Diyam. But others have to understand not so. But Hashem wasn't with him all the time. On that occasion, he had a Chol and Hashem needs to follow. But on other occasions, he had the Malach HaMutzal HaShmach HaBachol HaRakafah. And the malachim in Eretz Yisrael gives more of a shmir than the malachim in Chutzlot. So that's why the beginning of the parasha, when Yaakov Avinu is about to leave Eretz Yisrael, is the switch of malachim. Malachim molim, yordim malachim in Eretz Yisrael are leaving him, and malachim in Chutzlot come. And the very last two psukim in the parasha, it says that when Yaakov Avinu is returning from coming back from Aram Narayim to Eretz Yisrael, the Yisrael HaLachodaka, the Yisrael of Malachi Elohim, the Malachi Eretz Yisrael met him, and they were switching back again. Machanoyim, 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 a double Machanoyim, Machanoyim, Malachi Eretz Yisrael, Malachi Chutzlot. And the Ramban at the end of the Sedra asked the Kasha, which he really could have asked in the beginning of the Sedra just as well, that Machanoyim is nowhere near the border. And over here also, where did he have the dream? He had the dream of Yerushalayim. It's not on the border. By mistake, he fell asleep on the Mokama Harabayu. I don't know. But the Ramban says wherever it is, he doesn't think that it's on the border. So why was there a switch of the guards at that? Why was there a switch of the Malachim at that time? The Yaki Yankin Mishav, Vayela Choron, and Rashi says, Lalechas Lacharon, Daito Lalechas, Yoto Lalechas Lacharon. But he didn't get to Choron yet. He didn't get to Choron yet, he was on the way. So why did the Malachim switch in the middle? The son of Farshim and Rashi say that Yankov Avinu had Tzitzis HaDerech. Just like he has in the previous sentence, that when Eliezer was traveling, so the Gemara comments on Hayoyim, Baba Hayoyim Ala Oyim, Hayoyim Yosef, and Hayoyim Boti, Eliezer had Tzitzis HaDerech, so Yankov had Tzitzis HaDerech. So if you go, let's say, supposed to say Tzitzis HaDerech, let's say, at a certain time, when you leave the Ibur Shalir, and before you travel the first Parsai thing, so I've heard him say that if you're going by train, you should hurry up and say the Tzitzis HaDerech quickly because you're going to miss it. His Mamla Hatzila is within the first part of the trip, so you're going to miss it. If you go by airplane, his Abadi's going to miss it. If you go Tzitzis HaDerech, he's really going to miss it. You have to go very quickly. So because the Malachim knew that he's going to have Tzitzis HaDerech, he's going to get there very fast, so they switched in the middle. Even though there was, looking on the ground, there was a lot of territory to cover yet, so he's going to go to Akoran. I'm sure he's going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. But still the Malachim switched in the middle because he knew it was going to be a very brief trip. That's how some of our should say. Yeah. I think that's what the Ramban does it for. Machanayim is a place in Chutzlot that's far away from the border. Nowhere near the border. So that's what he's bothered with. Why did they switch the Malachim at that spot? More comments on the post by Yitzga Bamokam, Ayol and Shom, Ain't Tigia Lalosh and Tefillah. Rashi quotes it. I was saying Tirish Lalosh and Tefillah. I'll put it to be there. Yag Zavino was in Stock and Tefillah Sarvus. I was doing davening on Myris. It was before Shkia. It was by Yitzga Bamokam. It was by Yol and Shom Kivu HaShemesh. He could say, he beat it quickly. Because the son had said, so that's why he davened Ma'ariv, and that's why he slept over there. So Tosis and Brochus asked the Kashan, they don't learn like that. They said, Ayiv Rabba Mokom, semicolon. Vayolan Sham Kivu HaShemesh. So he slept over because it was night time. But it wasn't Ayiv Gav Kivu HaShemesh. But Tosis says, Mikan Remez, from here is a Mokka that you can daven Ma'ariv and Bodyam. What do you mean a Mokka to daven Ma'ariv and Bodyam? It means the din is like a Yudit. It's like the Yudit and HaChamim in the Mishnah and Brochus. Where the Zman of Mincha is only up until Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Laila, and right after the Zman Mincha is up, that's the Zman Ma'ariv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Mincha in the Bogyo, an hour and a quarter before Laila. And the Rabbi Yehuda say, no, that the Zman of Mincha is out of Laila, and the Zman of Ma'ariv begins from Laila on. So it means that the Pasuk is a Mokka to Rabbi Yehuda. So it sounds like they say like that. So the Pasuk, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that you're permitted to daven Ma'ariv in the Bogyo. Is a Yeshua has a famous comment on Masechet Brachos, a wild comment. He says himself, it's against all the folks. He says that Tfila Shachris is Kineged Tanish Al Shachar. So the Zman of Shachris is Mukuvim Kineged, the Zman of Hakrova Tanish Al Shachar. Tfila Smech is Mukuvim Kineged Tanish Al Shachar. So the Zman is the Zman of Tanish Al Shachar. Tfila Sarvis is Kineged what? There are only two to meet him in the day. So that's Kineged Hektach Al Avarim. So when is the Zman of Hektach Al Avarim? Only Balaiva. No, it's all day and all night. So he said, you can daven Ma'ariv whenever you want. You can daven Ma'ariv all day and all night. Yeah. You should be able to daven Ma'ariv before Mincha then. The Pashup shot in the Mishnah is that it's not true. The simple reason in the Mishnah is.
What
if they like, you know,
that
the means that you can daven all day? Then you can daven all night or it's not a chobah, it's only a shuddah. Mm-hmm. That wasn't one of the pastors that he dropped. He's tired of that since he's connected to Hektach HaLavim Yivarim. So Hektach HaLavim wasn't only the Yuchad Nafka Balayla, or the Afila Balayla. Hektach Al Avarim may be done by Laila. It's Afila by Laila, but you can certainly do the Hektach Al Avarim by Yom. The Gemara says, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The Gemara says, if you mock with a carbon on Shabbos or Yom, so not only did you allow the Shechita and the Vidya Saddam, the Shechita is a Malach HaMamash, and you kill it from Shomer. Vidya Saddam is a Malach HaMadur Abonam, Akam HaPatish, because the fact is Vidya Saddam is a carbon with new kosher. And by doing Vidya Saddam, it's not sure the carbon, because Vidya Saddam is a Malach HaMadur Abonam, of Makam Apatish Misakin Mona. Misakin Mona Madhu Rabbana. So not only do you allow the Shchita and the Zrika, which has to be by Yom, you even allow, the Gemara says, no, you even allow the Hektach Halav Meivarim. Aye, but for that you can wait till after Havdolah. So the Gemara says, no, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaik. That's what the Yeshua Tain is, that the normal thing is that you always mock to the Emurim by Yom. Even on Shabbos and Yom, you mock to the Emurim by Yom, and you don't try to avoid the Chilul Shabbos. That's what his Tain is. That even if you hold like a Chacham Rav Yehuda that the Zman of Tfilas Mincha is Ad HaErev, Ad HaLaila, that you can still daven Ma'ariv at that time. Yes, if Tzain Shua is right, or if Rav Yehuda is right, then you understand what Tzain Shua says. Shad, if you hold like they're not right, they're not like the Tzain Shua, not like Rav Yehuda, if you hold like the Rabbanim, the normal Pshat, what do you do with the post? That, there's no Kashi, you read, by you become a Mokum semicolon. Together. Without a semicolon. You become a Mokum Yom Hashem, Kipu Hashem, you read it all together. You read it all together, but because it became nighttime, so he daven Ma'ariv and he went to sleep.
Sometimes when you have a bunch of verbs, you can't even hold on to that, and then there's a verb that's regular, it's regular. The rational will say that it had happened before he goes to sleep. So the question is, does it go on both, or does it only go on the second?
Does it only refer back to Vayom? And Tosfos explains it only refers back to Vayom and Shem. Vayit Kav HaMakom was in Bogyom. He daven Ma'ariv in Bogyom. Vayikach Me'yavne HaMakom Vayosem Er HaShoyt Vayishka BaMakom HaHu. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Vayikach Me'yavne HaMakom. He took Avonim and then it says later. Vayikach HaSoeven HaShoyt Er HaShoyt Tov. Because you say, how can it be a Evan? Here it says Avnei, and here it says Evan. More is Akashan Fulim. The Tosfos comments on the Gemara, they don't really see, I think the Ibn Ezra pointed out Achon Shoshu, the Tosfos says on the Gemara. They don't really see what the spear is. Veikach Mei Avnei HaMokom, he took Echad Mei Avnei HaMokom. Where does it say that he took more than one? It says Veikach is Evan, and Shasam and Ashosu. It was only one stone. But we heard that we don't fully understand where the Gemara saw that there was a stira. I wish to take the Halakha Gemara, that there's a stira between the Pesukim. When a Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Veikachas Ha'evan, one Evan. And here it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, earlier, seven Pesukim earlier, Veikach Me'avna Amokim in the plural. So the Gemara says, originally he took a lot of Havanim. And the Havanim, his Chila Meriva Zuazu, they were fighting with each other, Zos Meres Alayim Neir Tzarekas Rosh, Zos Meres Alayim Neir Tzarekas Rosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Evan Achas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them all to blend in together. What is the idea that the Avonim were fighting, each one insisted, Alayim Neir Tzarekas Rosh? So the Mesirus Hashan writes in the Hagdomah to his Sefer that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, you see from this Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created it for the purpose of serving him. How does the Pasuk say, Kol Aniva Lishmi V'Lichvodi V'Rotzi? God created everything in the world for the purpose of Avodas Hashem, that everything should be used for Torah Mitzvah's purposes. So there are a lot of things that are not. This building is being used for Torah Mitzvah. It's also being used for Mada as well. So this is being used for Torah. But there are other institutions, there are other colleges, City College, Queens College, Hunter. It's not being used for Torah at all. Mamash waste. So all of Teva, all of debris is crying out to the Baruch Hu, it yearns to have a fulfillment, it yearns to have a purpose of existence. The whole purpose of creating the whole world was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so many parts of the world are wasted. But that's what the Pshat and Medrash doesn't mean that they were fighting with each other. It means, allegorically, it means that all of Teva really, the tachlis of all of Teva, the tachlis of the whole Bria is that it should serve in Avodas Hashem. So if it comes an opportunity that something should be used for Avodas Hashem, the Baruch Hu sees to it that as many things as possible should be used. This is what's called Mesifei Hasidus, Mesifei Kabbalah, and Nitzotim Kadusha. There's Halos HaNitzotim. The Baruch Hu created the whole world. And there are elements of Kadusha in everything in the world. Means everything was created with the potential to be used for Avodas Hashem. And all of nature yearns to be used for Avodas Hashem. So we have the obligation. We, the Goyim, the Jews, everybody has the obligation to see to it that the Bria that the Baruch Hu created is not wasted. It's not a wasted Bria. That it should talk to the used for the purpose of Avodas Hashem. There's a story that they tell about one Siddush Rebbe who is asking Stoiker how he writes the tefillin. What is makpid on, what is not makpid on, so on. So this Siddush Stoiker told the Rebbe, I think it was one of the Belzer Rebbes, who died, it must have been, it was a Belzer Rebbe who died 30 years ago. Yeah. Right after, when 19? I think it was around then. I think they printed that in the news. When I was a little boy, I remember they printed up the stories about some rabbi who had just passed away. I think it was in. Now we can start. So the Belzer Rebbe had asked his Siddush Sefer, what is Nizar about? So the Sefer told him, that the Gemara has a bit of Masech HaShabbos, that you're not allowed to write. So he told him, on parchment that comes from a non-kosher animal, from an elephant, or from a tuna fish, or from a crazy, from a real crazy animal. So he said he's even, but the Gemara says, Mikra, as in you may use parchment that comes from the Beilus of Traces, as long as it's a min tohar. And he has a private chumra that he's mahadit to use only glatt kosher. He only uses skin parchment that comes from a glatt kosher animal. But the Rebbe told him he would recommend Dafke Fakir. He should be mahadit to use Dafke in the Beilus of Traces. Why? Because he said the kosher animals have their tikkun in this, by virtue of the fact that religious black kosher behavior is going to be eaten by a Hasidic person. He's going to say, he's going to eat a meal, then he's going to bench afterwards, and that's going to give him the courage to daven and to learn and to do Torah Mitzvah, to do Avodas Hashem. But nevertheless, in the Beilus of Traces are wasted. The whole Bria is wasted. When the Baruch Hu created the whole world, that it should serve in Avodas Hashem. So he told the Chassid it should be Mahad at the basket to use the Beilus of Traces. But that too should be used in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mesirus Hashem there, and the Hakdama quotes from the Medrash on Kohelet, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he took all the Merush and ran and showed him everything in Gan Eden, everything in the world, and he says, you see this beautiful world? I created for my purposes that everything in the world should serve me. Make sure that you do mitzvah, you don't do aveiros. If you do mitzvah, you're misak in the whole world, and the whole world has a taklus, the whole Bria has a taklus. If you do aveiros, you makalkal the whole world. The whole Bria had no purpose. It comes out as if the Baruch Hashem wasted his whole efforts and energy. He didn't really work so hard to create the world. So whatever effort and energy he exerted, his notion of creating the world was wasted. Didn't come out the way he wanted it. He'd be sleeping on this rock, it would appear. And he used it as a What do you mean a matzeva? Made a mizbech out of it, right? Matzeva means a mizbech of Eben Achaz. Mizbech means a mizbech of many Avonim. Matzeva means a mizbech of Eben Achaz. So the tour in its Tirish HaChomish is bothered with a kasha that the Achredim told all about. They have a din in the Gemara that whatever was used for headyot, you're not permitted to use. You're not permitted to use to make a mizbech out of it later. So how was he allowed to use this Eben? Kashan Yankovin. How was he allowed to use the Eben to make a matzeva? If he had slept on that Eben. Unless you say that he didn't really sleep on it. The Rashosa doesn't mean that he slept on it, it was around him. It comes up that he didn't really, he wasn't really mishtamis, that's how some is. But that's the kasha that the Torah quotes from Bali Atesis. He quotes this kasha from earlier Rishon. He quotes that they gave a terrace, so that din doesn't apply to a bama. It only applies to Mizbech and Beit HaMikdash. A bama, you may make a bama from a bama that we use for private purposes. I'm certain the Tshuva says that depends on an achlokus in the Gemara. Man's welcome has a machlokus amirayim. So according to some amirayim, it's not a correct terrace. So what's the terrace? Rashi claims that he didn't use it as a mizbeach. He just made a matzeva. He took shemen al rosh. He poured oil. He never used it as a mizbeach. To make even a bummer would be forbidden to use. Yeah. Sometimes there's another terrace. The whole tufel and achrayim on this kasha. The kichemda has a lot on this kasha. And the tufel kasha that the tufel quoted from the Bali Atesis. How could he use the oven that he slept on? So obviously, the Talmud called the head yoke, you're not allowed to use to make on his death. Mo learns it out from Sukkot. Says that when he woke up in the morning, Vayashkem Yankib Abeker, and he made the Mizbeach from it. So the Meshach Chokhmah and several others, along the same style, have a comment on the Pasuk, why did he wait till the morning to make on his death? Why didn't he wait till he make it in the middle of the night? So I would have said he was sleeping. Sleeping at night.
Isn't
that what it says? Vayashkin Yaakov Abayka means that what? Does it mean that he went back to sleep?
Yeah,
Pasha. Pasha? Okay. If I would have known, I would have put on special pajamas. But he would have slept there anyway.
He gets up and explains this explanation.
Maybe the explanation was in the morning.
But then
it's the Yashkim afterwards. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. What's the shot on the phone? So the Meshach Chochmah asked the question, why didn't he establish this Mizbech in the middle of the night? Sounds like he woke up earlier. Why did he make a Mizbech then? So he says, because the deal is that Dinyan Beis HaMikdash is not supposed to be done by life. The Yom HaKim Moshe HaMishnah is supposed to do it by Yom HaNagalai. And others hold that that's not a correct answer. They say that in Obama there is no such thing. But Yitzchak Shmelkish has in the Tshuva Beis Yitzchak, he has to pull him on other inyanim as well. So in one place he writes in the Tshuva that you may build a bomb of Balayla. You can be makrish for bomb of Balayla, you might have done a bomb of something. But the whole thing is you're not allowed to build a Mizbeach Balayla, so building a Mizbeach Balayla, building a Beis HaMikdash is like an Avodah Tachavon. You came to Avodah Tachavon Balayla, you came to Zikr, but it's a Hakrova Tachavon Mizbeach Balayla. By a bomo, I think the Gemara has on the last half and zot, so you can't be matzeh for bomo balayla, I think so. By a bomo. So you can matzeh the kavon balayla, so you can certainly build a bomo balayla. But tight against the Meshach Chochmah is charizis. Tight is by Yashkin, Yank, Bebeit, Leichet, Eben, but he built it by Yom because he can only build a Beis HaMikdash by Yom. He can't build a Beis HaMikdash balayla. Could be, but this was the real Mizbeach. This wasn't Stam Abama. Could be. Could be, so that's why you had a doctor be done by us. Could be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yagna Vinu, HaMokam HaOret HaSharat HaSheichet Ola Lecho Et Nenu Ula Zarecho. The spot where you were sleeping will belong to you. Big deal. Very small spot. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash. Rashi quotes in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps those full Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made up some kind of a net. He folded up all of Eretz Yisrael under Yagna Vinu. to show him that it'll be noyach likovish lebono, and that he was kind of apitash, he was kind of all that, but being sheikh of aleha, but being sheikh of aleha, he was kind of. The Gemara has a strange din in Bavabasha. The Rizid Hazor talks about this. The Gemara has a strange din. I looked in the Rizid Hazor this morning. In the footnotes on the bottom, he has a few times on the schedule that look in the Torah to me, he has the same thing, word for word, letter for letter, as what appears in the Rizid Hazor. And this is said also. He has a comment on this, that there is a Gemara in Cheskis HaBatim, that the Gemara says that if a person hamatir matos and iste ager kona ager shemay meno yorkin, his property becomes hefker. So it's up to grip. So whoever wants to meet zechem and ask, kol akodim zochem. The Gemara says, what kind of a kinyan do you have to make? You can't make kesef. There's nobody there to make the kinyan kesef. You can't make a kinyan shtar. There's nobody there to write the shtar. You can't make chalupim. There's nobody there to make chalikim. But you can make a kinyan chazok. I didn't make kinyan chazok. And no avoy report. The Gemara has a chiddush. Even if you didn't do what it says in the Mishnah, you all go to a parak, Mishnah Kiddushin, you do hamatia, matos, and ischegir. I take a mattress and I put it down on the karka and I go to sleep on top of the mattress, which is on top of the karka, kono. How is that to the Rashbam and the Rishonim? How is he kono? What kind of a kinyan hazaka is that? You have to do a tikkun hakarka, yipui hakarka. He didn't do tikkun hakarka. Just he's resting on the karka. But there must be a mocker somewhere in a pocket. Well, the Rashbam that digs up a pasuk in Devarim somewhere that sounds like a curse. And the Rizid Hazor, he suggests that maybe that's the pshat in this pasuk. Horas asher at the shirt of Allah, l'chor tenen lo zarecho, is that the shechiv on the character was the kinyan. But then he raises the question, what do you need a kinyan for? Avraham Avinu already made a kinyan. Kum misal v'orot lo to the rachot, l'chor tenen lo. He must say, that was the kinyan. I mean, a kinyan, a second kinyan. He has a hard time explaining. If you should assume that this is the marker that my fear myself is kona, and people are just all tapped up, not only that he should be miraculously covered, but he should be covered with a kinyan and chazot are sleeping on, what did he need to do kinyan? His grandfather already made a kinyan. Pashtun says it wasn't the kinyan. Pashtun says well, it was a similar bonum that was the miraculously covered, but this wasn't the kinyan. Did Yankee get something extra?
I don't know, but maybe he did.
Okay, if you got something extra, it's good. You have to figure out what was enticed by the king. If there was a king, what was enticed by Yankee's king? And Avram didn't have it. Then Yaakov Avinu takes the neder. Either Yaakov neder lay more. What does it say? Lay more. The neder shir. When Davish and Moshe lay more, his Gemara says in human means lay more li yisur. Doesn't mean when the Lord spake unto Moses say. The word lay more is not the kolon that we just call kolon say. What lay more means lay more li yisur. That if not for the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should tell over to Bnei Yisrael, he would have been forbidden to tell over the secret. All the dinim would have been supposed to be held a secret, and he wouldn't be allowed to disclose it to Bnei Yisrael. The lema means lema lachem. So what's shadow here? Are you the Yankees neither lema? Lema lachem. What's lema lachem? The Tesis in the first lach and chulim, based on base, quotes the medrash. And this part is lema l'dur. Are you the Yankees neither? Yankees took a neither to teach all the future generations that it's a mitzvah leader of the eighth soul. Even though normally it's improper to take a neither. Because the pasuk, which you can say in Koheles, Tova shayla tida nishitida v'lai kishalim, that it's good in the first lach and chulim. Begin a darim, that it's preferable not to take any darim. But that's only under normal circumstances. When the person is very thorough, then it's a mitzvah leader, so that the truth of the neder should possibly help him. Some Rishonim hold the Shruti Giborim at the very beginning of Chulin, quote, that some Rishonim hold that there's a special status to a neder taken the eighth Torah that you can't be mocked with such a neder. But Hatar Norm is only on a normal neder, but the neder of the eighth Torah has no Hatar. If you had left, good images, on earth he said. Some we shine and hold and parshat chayisora. Some go in and hold that a neder of a shuah ben a kitas chayfes is a different halashem shvuah a neder, and has no Hatorah, period. That's how the Ran and the Doran quotes from the Shita Sagona. A Shavua ben Nikita Tzevit has no Hatorah. It's different chepta of a Shavua. We don't accept that level. We don't have that because Shavua Yeretz HaMurim. We hear also, some Rishonim hold that a Neder B'Yetzer is a different Chaloshen chepta of a Neder. It has no Hatorah. Not subject to the Dinam of Hatorah. One point is Neder, you in the Sinim Bari, Shmarani Badar Hazer, Erev Hazer Toshe Samtum Hatzev Yudai Terezim Chol Hashem Tikli Yaseh Hashem Allah. He's going to make a Mizdeach here, a Matzevo, and he's going to give Maitre. What kind of Maitre? Maitre Ktofen. No, Maitre Ktofen. It seems to me that it's a prop, it's an Indian to give Maitre Ktofen. What kind of a din is Maitre Ktofen? So there are three different opinions in the Pesukim, in the Rishon. Some hold that Maitre Ktofen is a mitzvah deraita. It is the tshuva on the other day, it goes to the Shita Tataz. Tataz on Shin Lamed Aleph goes, and it is the tshuva earlier. Shin Lamed Aleph is a similar about Trumas and Maitre Ktofen. There's a Tataz there, the Shem Abbach, where he talks about Maitre Ktofen, whether it's deraita, the Rabban and Amin. And the other Naitikoyim discussed in the very beginning of Hilchot Tzedokah. The other day, the beginning of the first page of Hilchot Tzedokah, quotes all the species. Those who hold that Maitre Ktofen is deraita, hold that it's based on the din of Maitre Rani. That when you have Tvua that grew in Eretz Yisrael, you have to give Truma Gedolah Maitre Rishon, Maitre Sheni, and sometimes Maitre Rani. The third year in the 16th year, Maitre Rani. Instead of giving give nothing, that's only from Tvua that grows in Eretz Yisrael. What about Revach, that Stam Revach? So that be darshan from a pasuk that Roshik Mur deraita, that you have to give Maitre Ktofen to Ani. And you're not yet to give it to yeshivas or to hospitals, you have to give it back to Ani. One opinion of Rishon. And the other, most of Rishon hold that it's not deraita, but many hold that Maitre Ktofen is the Rabbanim. And others hold that Maitre Ktofen is only Amidas Chassidus, but binding Mitam Neder if the person observes it. If the person observes it three times, or if the person observes it once and he plans to continue observing it, so then it becomes binding like a Neder with Vanim. That's what Yankiv took a Neder. They eat the Yankiv Neder Lehmer, Kol Asher Tizmeli Aser Asmen Allah. So that's how many person hold that Maitre Ktofen is Amidas Chassidus, which a person can accept upon himself the Torah's Neder, the Torah's meaning Tzev, just like Yankiv Avinu, accepted it as a Neder. And if the person never took the Neder, he's not Mechuyiv, just that we recommend this to Amidas Chassidus, of giving Maitre Ktofen. In one Ksuvos Afnun, Darsh is on the phrase, Aser Asmen Allah, will give a double Maitre, that the maximum you're permitted to give is Komesh. If you give one tenth plus another tenth, a tenth and a tenth is two tenths. And two tenths is equal to one fifth. So one fifth is the maximum. The Gemara in Purusha, his kiyum, in the city of Yusha, when the Sanhedrin was going into Gaul, was when in the 10 different stages of the Gaul, made it Akana. Hamavazes, Ayavazes, Yerushim Yichon. You're not permitted to give away to Zdoka more than one fifth of your total savings, and it's based on this pasuk, Aser Asen Elok. The Rambam has a whole different understanding of that deal. The Rambam, based on the Yerushalmi, explains, Chavchem has this, and it's safe for Abbas Chesed. But the Rambam has a gamma, a different sheet of it. Chachili is supposed to give one fifth. Chachili is supposed to give one fifth of your earnings away to charity. And to the evidence, if you gave my Ksofin, we won't put you in there. Let you get away with it. It won't pressure you too much. But a person who wants to really do the right thing, and that's how the Mechaber writes in Hilchot Tzedakah, and here it is, Mechaber quotes the Lashon HaRa. That Mechaber should give one fifth of your total savings to Tzedakah.
Before we talk in, I was going to do the regular chat, but you're not supposed to give more than one third. If a guy can't afford it, right, so then it's plus. That's the guy that multi earns billions of dollars a year, he's still not allowed to give more than a fifth of his earnings.
No, let's say the third that he made.
So who are we talking about?
Normal person.
And someone who can't afford
to give it. Can't afford, they're not
allowed to give. You can't afford, you're not allowed to give a tenth, whatever. So we're talking about someone who can't.
Average income people.
Middle class.
Middle class.
The
middle class people should give, should try to give you the Maitre Ktofen, my friend.
Maitre Ktofen is the
next year, so we have that go by Amram, the monk, etc. But you can't know Maitre
Ktofen, they gave Maitre
Ktofen. Also? They also observe the same Maitre
Ktofen.
Sounds like it.
The first problem is nothing left.
No, that was one of the conditions. Vayah Hashem Lila Bikim is one of the conditions, Rashi says. Then he took the nether, is mentioned in Pasuk Kavbei, two parts to the nether. Vayah Hashem Lila Bikim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show me special preference and give me special protection. Then I'll do these two things. I'll give my tzedakah. If the Baruch Hu doesn't give me too much money, I have to work hard for a living and I don't earn so much, I'm not going to give my tzedakah. And to establish a matzeva means if I'll become a rich man because I'll have special tzedakah to the Shema, then I'll make a matzeva.
But why you ask me that was one of the conditions?
That's
one of the things you would have done.
That's Rashi learns that's one of the conditions. If me alikini mazi, shmarani badar hazeh, show me special preference. Then the nether is mentioned in Pasuk Kavbei. Then wherever Nazot, that's how Rashi says in Pasuk Kavbei. Pasuk Kavbei is the nether. The Rambam says that although there is a din that a dovah shelo bo liolam, he cannot be makna. The lachor of a person, and it cannot be magdish. That the lachor of a person takes the nether. And if I make a lot of money, I will give 10% of that money to charity. I give 20% of that money to charity. That means so the Lachor one should say that nether is not a dovah shelo bo liolam, so he's not mechuyav to give it. So the Rambam writes, no, that if you take a nether, harei neder, leiv yangi neder lema. If I make a lot of income, I will give it to tzedakah, so yichayim, tam neder. The nether is binding, even on a dovah shelo bo liolam. Chor that's a dovah poshut, no? Chor that's a dovah poshut. Chayim tam neder. So what's the right of not to be masked? What is there to be masked about? Well, why is some other Rishonim disagree? A nether is a nether? The Rambam quotes the right in this passage. The shot is like this. What if he, halacha l'maaseh, what would be the din he earned the money? Take the nether. If I strike it rich, if I cross over the $1 million mark and I make more than $1 million, in the next 2 weeks, then I'm going to give 5% to the Jew. Take the big money. So then he makes the money. He makes the money in the next 2 weeks, and he didn't give the money to the Shiva yet, and then he dies from a heart attack. So the Shiva is, if you only chai mitam neder, and one can gishtar, and it's gishtar, I make him chavshim. So even if his children want to do a big mitzvah, they'll be giving their own tzedakah, but the father dies without fulfilling his neder. There's nothing you can do if he's no longer alive to help him fulfill a mitzvah. Or should you say no? That the father's nether was not only binding the terrorist nether, but that money was nicknet to the aniyim. Maybe you should say, "Ami rochel adivatim tiratel ha'edidomi," and the money was nicknet to the aniyim. We know it's a double shlob aliyim. From the summer, that's what the Rambam is driving at. That's how the Mefarshim says. The Rambam means to say not only that it's binding mitam nether, about him binding mitam nether. What's the finish? About him mitam nether. If he's still alive and kicking, means even if he dies. If he earned the money and he didn't give it to himself, he had many dies, but the Yershin have to give over the 10% of Tzokir. But Ami Rosh HaLagavaya applies to Tzokir. And Tzokir is kind of Dovah Shelo Bo Liolam.
The Rambam said that even though which Rambam is talking about?
Rambam is...
The end of the one that said that even though you can't make an ender on Dovah Shelo Bo Liolam, if you make an ender, to make an ender, like...
That's one Rambam. But then there's another Rambam in Hilchos, Yechiyah Matona, I think he says. Ein ha'aniyim konim kederach shaha hediyot es koinim. In two places it's right. In Hilchos Mekir, or in Hilchos... What's the deal if a person, let's say, what's the deal if a person takes a nether to give an amount of money to Zalka and then he dies before he had a chance to pay the nether? Do his children have to pay or not? You say that when you take a nether to give to tzedakah, you chayim tam nether. But once he dies, then the nether can't be fulfilled, so the children are not supposed to do that penance. But he say no, that once he took a nether, so he's saying that his binding in Didi Mammon is because he's considered a Kenyan. And he also the wife considered a Kenyan. How's the money already? Has the money already? And he says he's going to give $1 million to Tzadki, has $1 million already. But do you say that it creates Shibudim and that? So that's a big dispute. That was a big machlokes halacha l'maaseh between the Tshuvas Beit Yosef and the Tshuvas HaRamah. They lived in two different countries. Beit Yosef lived in Eretz, Ramah lived in Poland. They had a big issue about that. There was a lot of money involved. But they had a machlokes with Tzadki that. Whether you say Amirasa Lagavoya, you can see Rasa the Hedi Dami by Tzadki. So in Shulchan Aruch, we are generally machlokes about that. The Ramah. We are machmir about that. We assume that Amirat of the Gevurah does apply. But that's how we generally read the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah reads that Rambam. Where's this in Kriya Matona? The Ein Ha'anim Kone Kederach Shahai Diot is Konim. And if a person says as a Shechid Mirah that he wants to give something to Tzedakah, then you have to give it even though he died before he gave it. That's my Gedenk and where the Rambam is. But if the Rambam has the din of Dovah Shlo Bola Yoyim, it should be a Hesef Nechina. No, Shemirah, that's the din of the Rabbanim. Dinah Shemirah, Tiksim, Chim, Sirin, Dhamin, that's the din of the Rabbanim. That doesn't apply by stuff. You hear the Rambam compared to Kovbeis and Hilchot Mechira, Halacha Tezbov. Dinah Hegdish, Dinah Anim, Dinah Nidorim, Einu Ki Dinah Hegel, Tiksim, Yosra. She'ilu Omar Odom, if a man would say, Koma Shetelu Behem, to Yiyah Hegdish, Leberek Abayim, a Yiyah Osir Alay, or a Tenena, Lezdok, Afri Shena, Miskadish, Nisi Shena, Boyim, Harezah Chai, Mekayim, Dvar, Shemema, Kholoyet, Nisi Yasra. How about the other king? You see what you should read me about. How much you have to eat on the lani and rock up him honey. So why did he have to stick in a shtimira? Because he's in the double shlob of the yard. So the Magen Mishnah says what the Rambam is driving at is that even he says it when it's a shtimira and then he dies and he didn't have a chance to give it while it was alive. So it's not only binding the din neder. Not only binding the din neder. Once he dies, he's gestorben. So the Yerushim are not mechuyev to give the money to the aniyim. Because nothing will be accomplished. You won't fulfill the mitzvah of neder after the fellow is gone. After he's dead already. The Rambam means to say no, that it's koinim, it didn't get any money. That a davar shlo bala yoylam becomes nikna. And the Rambam is masik on the Rambam here. The end of the Perek Chof Beis and Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. How does he know that it's true? In the process, all you see it is that it's binding the good nether, but you don't see that it's calling really mummy, but even after he dies, you'll still be able to see it. Huh? That's the one of the secret. The kinyanim achal, when it will be bol oilam, the kinyanim will be chal. Before it bol oilam, even Rav Meir holds that the kinyan is not chal on davish labariyam. But likishu yavol oilam, then by tzedakah, the Rambam holds it has the same din like kedusha saguf. The Rambam holds that kedusha saguf also is chal on davish labariyam. Mechudish dik Rambam. He holds the same is true regarding tzedakah. As din ha'aniyim, the din ha'hegdish, zayna ki din ha'hegdish.
It's like the
Shuvas. Yeah, but you have Shibudim, yeah. But you have Shibudim Chosim by Tzedakah. Lachayu? Or that didn't say that. You have Shibudim Chosim by Tzedakah.
And the right to argue by them
The other place the Raivin is masking with the Raman. That Raivin in Hilchot Mezirut is masking with the Raman, that you can't take a Nedar on Davish Laban, but it'll only be binding the Torah's Nedar. But here he's masking on the Raman, that he cannot be the Torah's Dinah Mominus. If the guy's going to die, and the Yorushim are not Mechudim to the Nedar, then he won't say that the Dinah Mominus was Chal. How can Dinah Mominus be Chal on a Davish Laban? The only time you can have a dini mamon is on a davish la baliyala, means vaya davish a baliyala. That's a deca l'peiris. Deca l'peiris is good. The Gemara has in the beginning of Hamaskid, let's say, if the pearl is sailing. If the maskid gives over the bikotin for the shema, that's understood, even though no one said a word, it's understood that he's makna the pearl with respect, in the event that he will be shilin, the Rosh HaRishava, he's makna the pearl with respect to the case. The Gemara asks, how is it good? How is pearl the sailing good? How did the Gemara know that that's legitimate? How do you know that Dekka Lepeiris is good and Paul Lepeiris is good? How do you know that that's not? So I don't know. The Zin HaZohar Taka, in this week's Sedra, he quotes the Trumas Hadeshim and says that the Mokar is from the Pasuk in this week's Sedra. That Yankov Avida made a deal with his dear friend Lavan that all of the behemoths that will be born, that will be speckled and spotted and striped and so on, will belong to him, the Torah Tzivis Kerlem. So how is that the agreement binding? It's the Hadovish Lobo Leolam. What's going to prevent Lobo from backing out? So the Leolam, you can say that the Kasha is Mishkan Kasha. On the bottom of the page of the Ravid Azab, somebody else has footnotes there. I don't know who it is. But he quotes the Tzais, the Shane, the Rivosh, who gives two comments, either of which can answer this. And the second one is a very sharp. First of all, the Rebbe Rosh claims that Kedem Matin Kedem there was no Din of Davish La Baliyam. The Din of Davish La Baliyam was that it was called. So, it's one suggestion. I feel in the that it's not so. As far as I'm saying, Davish La Baliyam is a universal Din. It should apply both to Bnei Noach and to Yisroel. Why should they say that Kedem Matin Kedem the Din was not so? Even if you say not so, but by Tchivas Poelim, what's the problem of Davish La Baliyam? First quote, name of the Rosh, by Tchivas Poelim, whatever you agree you're going to give, you have to give. What kind of a time is that? I said, if you paint my house, I'll pay you $1,000. I don't have $1,000 there, so what? If you paint the house, I'll become a police to pay you $1,000. I agreed over here. If you take care of my, if you do the shepherd, take care of my behemoth, I promise that I will have to give you all of the speckled behemoth. So what's wrong? Do it for me. I have to give. What's the kasha? But somehow the Trumas Hadeshim is bothered with this kasha. How is this a legally binding contract? It's a Hadovish Lobolyon, and it didn't occur to him to say this terrorist. That Tchivas Perlin is Mechayim. Tchivas Perlin may say he's not Mechayim to give that particular Biyenim. So you say you have to give the Shabbos. Let's say I say, if you paint my apartment, I have a Ksav Yad from the Rambam. It's worth $10,000. I say, if you paint my apartment, I'll give you the Ksav Yad from the Rambam. So then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that after you paint the apartment, I can say, I'm not going to give you the Ksav Yad, I'll give you the Shabbos for the Ksav Yad. I'm not willing to give a particular DM, a specific DM, but I become willing to give the Shabbos to that DM that I come. So you also, I pointed away the first quote, the name of the reverse, that he was calling him Chagim and Adovish Lobo Leolam. There's no Kasha. If they agree that Lobin is going to give Akudim, Akudim, Akluim, Akudim, whatever he's going to give to Yankov, it's serious calling to Anachanami later. It's not legally binding that he has to give those animals, but it's binding that he has to give the value of those animals. You think so, because he's going to have to give him something. So if he's going to get the behemoth, they'll give birth to the lotus, and he's not going to get the behemoth, he'll get the dad, he'll put the money in a bank, and he'll get the interest in the bank. The bank teller is going to become a rich man. So the time is Mishkan Taina. That's what the Magi on the bottom of the page quotes, the name of the first machine to reach. The founder of the Trimus Adashim was bothered with this. He understood that it was a legally binding contract, and he had to give him Dafka the Akudim, Akudim, Akudim. Had to give him Dafka these behemoths, and he'll put serious coil. I mean, I'm okay to give that. Unless he said that a Dovish Lobo Leolam is legally binding the agreement straight him out in Torah. That Torah to Trivus Hadeshim is not willing to say. So he says a different answer. He says that Yankov Avina made a king in the Shicha and all of the Behemoth. And he was kind of the Behemoth, live Lord Esehon. Just like you can turn a deck of the Peiris, because the deck of the Schus of Peiris belongs to the Baladekal with the Din of Aroy Ashba. So the same thing applies to the Vlodis. If I own a behemoth, the behemoth gives birth to a vlad, so the vlad belongs to whoever owns the behemoth, based on the principle of Aroi, Yashba, Akarka Shali Hishbiya. Aroi means Akarka Shali Hishbiya. Aroi Yashba. So I can give you the paro, I can give you all of the behemoths now to be coined in them, with respect to the vladas that will be born later on. So the Trumas Hadeshim claims that's what Yankov Avinu did. And this is the mocker for the whole institution of Shas of Dekel Ephesus. It's only mocker for me. If such a thing works. You need a mocker. Because the Ritzvon Kiddushin and Daf Yudgimel has a famous comment. Gemara has machlokes about the Shibud deraita and Shibud lav deraita. The fact that when I borrow money from the Malveh and I don't pay, the Malveh has the right to take away the karka from the Lekuchos and from the Yisayman. So what kind of exclusive is that based on Shiva Mechazim? Is that a din deraita or is that a din derabbanan? So it's a machlokes. A shayla and din havitani. So the Shibuddha is deraita, the Shibuddha is lav deraita. So the Ritva claims a chiddush on that Yigim and the Gedushin against the Tosfos in Bava Basra. Tosfos says in Bava Basra, the machlokes are the Shibuddha deraita, the Shibuddha lav deraita only applies if lo shid go beferish. If the Loi didn't write mefurish in the Shtah HaHavoah, that he's creating a Shiva Mechazim. But if he writes mefurish in his Meshabit, you call Mechazim, Meshabad, Mechazim, then everybody would agree that Shibuddha is their right. And the Ritva says in Kiddushin that it's not so. But even if Shibda the Feirish, the Tana or the Amora, who is of the opinion that Shibuddha loved the Araita, would say that even Shibda the Feirish wouldn't help, because no such animal exists in Kinyan Lachatzayin. Either you own it or you don't own it. What do you mean? The Malva owns Nichte Halova with respect to Griya Sakov. So he's going to hang it on feet. It doesn't make any sense. Either he owns the Kark of the Loga, he doesn't own the Kark. What do you mean? He owns it with respect to. If he owns it to walk off with the kaka, so he doesn't own it. He loaned money to the lady, and the lady owns the lady's kaka. Malva doesn't own the lady's kaka, so how do you come up to say that the Malva owns the lady's kaka with respect to collecting the debt? And if it will turn out later there's no way for the Malva to collect, he has the right to confiscate the property from the Lekuchas. And he's saying him by declaring that it was his from all along, from the Shas, the Sirius Ashtar, with respect to Gvir. So the Ritva time is that that's a bit of a problem of Ein Kinyan LaHatzayin. The Ritva is not denying, he's saying that the Tana who holds Shibuddha Lav Deraita denies the institution of Dekel of Heres. Probably not. Everybody holds the Dekel of Heres. But this kind of a Kinyan LaHatzayin is no good. But you have to, according to the way the Ritva points out, you have to have a Mokra and a Chumash. The Kinyan LaHatzayin works B'chlal. So the Shulmas Adeshim, quoted by this Ravid Hazor, Shulmas Adeshim says that this is the person. The Hakshom Hesed Yankit. So he made a kinyan on all the behemoths, and then he separated some. But when he made a kinyan on all, he made a kinyan, lived like... But if he dies, then the Yoshim won't be obligated to give, because nothing will be accomplished by giving. Or should you say no? The Fichas of Tzadok means that it's legally binding a Chesh Mishpat. That's exactly the Machlokes that we're showing, and the Machlokes that we're showing. How does that? Maybe related, I don't think it's necessarily totally dead to death.
Okay, hold on,
it's something on
the
tour,
right? So then if there would be a...
The cycle of the Amidorim has an essay to show how it may be related. But I don't think it's totally non dead to death. It's interesting, the Mar has a comment on the deal that Yankel Avinu made with Lovin at that time. Yankel wants to go back home. He already got his wife Leah, he got his wife Rachel. So you know, and he had all these children. He wants to go back home. So Lovin insists, no. Right before Hamishu. And then he says, not with Kocha like your payment. He says, I want you to stay on work for me a few more years. So he agrees to work for him. So how does he make the agreement? And Tassel Yadav is Ashubar Ten Chesh, however, because Ten Chayim and so on, then he says, I'll agree to work for you. So the Gemara in Bog Mitzvah around that Tzadik Dalet, I think, says that we have in Mishpate HaTnayim, whenever you make a Maisa Alatnai, make a Get Alatnai, Kiddushin Alatnai, make a Maisa Kinyan on Hatalkin, on Karka, any Kinyan Alatnai, so the Tanai has to be formulated properly, it has to be worded with the correct Nusa. So you have to have, one of the problems is you have to have Tanai, Kodim Lamai. The remark is over here that Yankel Avinu first formulated the Tanai, and then he formulated the Maisa. If he would have done it in the reverse order, then the Tanai would have been bustled in the Maisa Kaya. And the Tanai would not have been binding.
Now, when the Tanai started before he married,
No, he was already married to Rachel Langleyer. Then he already had completed all the 14 years. Sheva Sharma Cheres, and after 14 years he wants to go back home. He wants to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So he tells him, no, Lobin says he has a big bracha because in the skus of Yankiv. He wants to take it from a chacham bracha, it's not that way. In the skus of Yankiv he has a bracha. So he says, okay, I'll only agree on the following conditions. At first he says it's Tanai, and then he says, I will work for you. And if not, then I will not work for you. So the Gemara says that that's a Tanai, Toidim Lamaisa. But he said first the Tanai, and then he said the Maisa. The Bizna Machloik is the Rambam and the Raivit, what that means, Tanai, Toidim Lamaisa. The Rambam says you have to say the Tanai before you do the Maisa. You have to pronounce and declare the Tanai before you give the get, before you give the ring, the Kesef Kedusha. Before you make the Maisa Kinyan. If you first make the Kedusha and then you make the Tanai, then it's no good. But if you say the Tanai before you do the Maisa Kedusha, before you do the Maisa Mesiris Haget, then the Rambam seems to hold that it doesn't matter which one you mention first, whether you mention the Tanai first, you mention the Maisa first. Tanai Kodim Maisa doesn't mean the Amiris HaTanai should precede the Amiris HaMai. The Amiris HaHatolah HaTanai should precede the Atiyas HaMai. If you've already done the Maisa, then the Tanai will not take an effect on that, will not have an effect on that Maisa retroactively to convert it into a Maisa Ala Tanai. And the writer is Masik on the Rambam says that he's wrong. That it doesn't mean that at all. It means tonight, Amiris HaTanai should precede Amiris HaMai. That's going to mean tonight, Toda HaMai. Amiris HaTanai before Amiris HaMai. That's the way the Imam Bavli still learns that from each Pesukim. Here it sounds very much like the Raizit. All of the Gemara sound like the Raizit. You need Amiris HaTanai before Amiris HaMai. Not just Amiris HaTanai before Atiyas HaMai. You need before Amiris HaMai. Those are Machlech is the Rambam and the Raizit. Whether tonight, Toda HaMai, and all the Mishpat HaTanai and Aromi applicable in the area of Yisra the Hesed, by Gittin, by Kiddushin, and the like, so it even applies in Dinei Mamre. So the Rambam says that there is such an opinion in Gaonim, which has absolutely no leg to stand on, then in Dinei Mamre there's no requirement for any of the dish to stay at Tanoim. And the Raya says, not so bad, Afal Pishayin Raya, the Rambam writes, Ain Gadol Zer Raya, absolutely no Raya whatsoever to say such a wild, crazy thing. And the Rabbi writes, Afal Pishayin Raya, the Dover Zer Tanoim, not so bad, and he sort of defends the position of these Gaonim to say that Mishpatei HaTanayim are not really needed in the area of Dini Mamu. It's in the Rambam in Hilchos Tiyah Matana Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. The Rabbi Tzai Hoiru Shein Tzorach Litzpol HaTanay Lo Hagdim Hein Lo Lab Elo Begitin Kedushin Bovad and not in Dini Mamlu. This is Zayin Udav is their Raya. There's no Raya, and he implies that it's wrong. So the Raya is massive over there, a big Raya. Afal Pishen Raya Ladav, Zeche Ladav, Tam Godli Yesh Ladav, and he gives a whole B.O. Why? The B.O. sounds like he says, that when it comes to Dini Mamlu, I'm the Balabas to do whatever I want. I can make any crazy condition I want. So whenever I make a Kenyan or any his Kaivis in Dini Mamlu, and I'm not to any Tanai, the Tanai is binding the Dintoy. But if it doesn't snow, if I say, I'll give you a sefer today on the condition that it snows tomorrow. And I don't say the Tanai Kofel, and if it doesn't snow tomorrow, then I don't want the sefer to belong to you. I didn't make a Tanai Kofel. I didn't say both studies. So the Shita of many Golem was that there's no need for Kofel when it comes to Dini Mamonis. Why? So the Rabbi says, because the sefer is my sefer. I have a right to tack on any Tanai I want. And whenever the Tanai is not fulfilled, so the Kinyan is not Chal. He didn't tell us. In Gitni Kiddushin, that's in the area of Yisra Behesher, so that's not called Toys. You have no right to have such a cookie dog. Either you want to marry the girl, you don't want to marry the girl. You want to marry the girl on the condition that it snows, then it has to correspond and it has to conform to the rules and regulations of Tanai. But when it comes to Dini Mamonis, I'm the Balabos, and I can make any ridiculous condition I can do, but there is Toys. But the whole source of Mishpatei HaTanayim is Tanai B'nei Goyim B'nei Ruvein. So wasn't that just plain old Dini Mamonis? The Rabbi says no. That Chalukas Oretz, the Rabbi gives a whole answer which sounds like the following, that's a Rav Salvation from Shatna Rabbi. The Chalukas Oretz was not merely an issue of Chalukas Dini Mamonis, it was an aspect of Yisra Behet. So here the Shaila is the Gemara Bab Mitzir Tzadik Dala learns out from these Pesukim that you need tonight Kodem Lamaister. This was just plain Dini Mamonis, this wasn't Yisra Behet. He made a deal with his miserable uncle Lavan about how much he's going to pay him as a salary. So he made a Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. He's just playing Dini Mamonis. He's seen a fool in this parasha that you do need Mishpatei HaTanayim even in just plain old dinim amanus, not only in each of the hands. But the right of the Rambam Lachon. Right, the Rambam, against the Rabbis of Shalom, against the right. The right to defend the Rabbis of Shalom. That there is a Mokam Lachalik to say that only in each of the hands do you require Mishpatei Atanoim. And in dinim amanus you don't, because every Tanoi is binding the din Torah. It's against this Pasha.
Why would you do it? If I sell someone whatever, an object, and then I tech time the wrong way, so they say that since I have time, the method is bottom within the anyway. So yeah. Tishin close is also not good.
Right.
So why can't, if I was Amikai Shu Amina, whatever, any time it doesn't work, so why don't we say it's No, but
where
is there room to
do a
house between
Kiddush
and
Mammon? So the writer is Mazda, the writer explains in Tarigim and Sina Tana, that indeed a moment that this thing belongs to me, so I do it so, nice and a bit so anyway, and it's up to me to decide whether I want to give it away as a gift or as a mechar or not. So I can make any cookie conditions in my das, and it will be Nidin Das. If the cookie conditions are met, then there was Das Kingdom. If the cookie conditions are not met, then there's no Das Kingdom. Gifts of Kedushin, which is Mary of Eastern Hesse, you have no right to have wacky dogs. Torah only allows you to have dogs if it's something reasonable. So look, do you love the girl or do you not love the girl? You say, I want to marry the girl on the condition that the girl's father gives me $1 million in the bank. Either you want to marry her or you don't want to marry her. The money is irrelevant. Okay. You say, I want to marry the girl on the condition that it snows tomorrow. What does snowing got to do with marrying a girl? That's unheard of. But if you want to make such a condition, it has to be in a din tonight. Any crazy tonight you want, it can be in a din tonight, but it can't be in a din tonight. You can't say, the only has that if the girl probably gives him $1 million in the bank within a week. That's giving him money. If it doesn't snow tomorrow, then he never has that condition. No, that's not a normal that condition. In Mammonis, you don't have to be normal. In Mammonis, it's your money. You have the right to buy the basket of whatever you want. But in each of the heads, it has to be reasonable. So if I'm going out with a girl for 25 years, and I finally propose, and she finally agrees, and then I finally marry the girl, and then it turns out to be the wrong girl, I never saw the girl before. I wanted to marry a girl, but it turned out that it was right. So that's toy. Because that's a reasonable thing. I'm going out with the girl for so long, and I know who she is, and I don't know who the other one is. So that's a kibush toy. But toy is an about kibush. That's reasonable. But Torah says unreasonable, and then the writer says that can't work with the Torah in each of the heads. And in the moment, there's nothing that's unreasonable. I'm a sugar on the place. He wants to do whatever he wants. He's the balabos of his money. He has the right to do whatever he wants. When it comes to each of the heads, there's Nishkin balabos. He's the balabos to decide whether or not he wants to get married or divorced. But once he's already made up his mind that he wants to marry, he wants to divorce, he's Nishkin balabos to make crazy conditions. If he wants to clean matzal tonight, then he has to work with him tonight. But he can't work with him tonight. It's the right of his mind. It's a cash. Right? Rachanam? He married a lady. And found out that it was the wrong girl. And he married her. Made a new kiddushin. Made another kiddushin. And a Torah's no. If you're not trying to read a new mighty kiddushin later on. Just in Shabbat alone is not sufficient. Mishnah says the Kedushin. Afa ki shama hakach, libe hoigis kadeish, it's still not good. I'm going to make a new Kedushin later on. When Yankee Rabbeinu came to Arsa b'nei Kedem, so he asked the people how he died him with love on Ben Nocha. Not love on Ben Nocha, it's love on Ben Nistu of Ben Nocha. So the Achronim say, if you see me, that b'nei Barim harein tibonim. But you call the person, love on Ben Nocha. The Gemara has a pasuk from the end of the study, the Gemara in Paris, Habu'al Yivim, so the Gemara has b'nei Barim harein tibonim is Nagel Alocha. Let's say, for the purpose of Pirvi Rivya, a man has to have a son and a daughter. That's how he passed like Basil. A Beim Abbas. So what if he had a son and a daughter who themselves had children and then his own children died? But he has Bnei Barim left over to him. He has Bnei Barim Harim Kibbarim that the year to the Mitzvah Pirvi Rivya. So the Gemara asks him, how do you know this principle of Bnei Barim Harim Kibbarim from the Chumash? Gemara learns it out in the Pasuk. Abbarim Benosai, the Habbarim Banai. At the end of the Sedra, when Logan chases after Yaakov, and he screams at him, why did you, I think not the Slavovi, why did you steal your way out? Why did you hide when you were running away? I should say goodbye and make a big party on the occasion. Speaking to them, he says, Habanim b'nai said, Habanim b'nai. What do you mean, Habanim? Habanim b'nai? What Habanim b'nai? He didn't take any of his sons. Grandchildren. So the Gemara says in the Yibamas, you see from this passage, then b'nai 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 b'nai. With respect to what he said, b'nai 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 b'nai. There was a deal in Poskim, the Chuvah Sarash, that we did Azad quote all of it. But others foreign quote as well on the Sabbath. So the Chuvah Sarash has a machloikis, what about by get? If you wrote by get Pliny, Ben Pliny, and by either the Mazel or the Sheikh, it turned out that the Ben Pliny was the grandfather, wasn't the father. So the Shulchan Aruch says that there are those who hold that it's kosher, but he says he can't understand why. How can it be kosher? You wrote Pliny, Ben Pliny, obviously you're referring to the father. It's not Mashima, Shema, Yishma. The Shema Hashem and the get, that's no good. He thinks that that's no good, not the get, not the student. Shema Hashem passes the get, minadim. So when do you apply the Nebanim Harim Kibanim? So they quote from Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzvias HaTorah. The quote is, I think it's a Tumas Hadesh and a Priske Marit, who comments on this part, Haidaitim is Lavan Ben Nocha. The Bituel was a Russia, and Nocha wasn't so bad. So he calls him Lavan Ben Nocha to beef up the Yichas a little bit, and shouldn't be so embarrassing for Lavan. So that's what we do when you give a person an aliyah. Right? So the person's name is really Avram ben Yehuda. But his father Yehuda is not Rosha Marusha. He's sitting in prison for embezzling money from the government or for nursing home scandals or something. So it's a little embarrassing to call him Avram ben Yehuda. So you should call him Avram ben his grandfather's name. So Kriya's other purpose is the Shulchan Aruch quotes like that. You should call a person Pliny Ben and say the grandfather's name like he says Love and Ben Noch, rather than call him by the father's name, and it should be embarrassing to him. But to Ksiva and a Shtar, that's not. To write the name like that in a get or a Ksuva, so the Rosh holds that even the Yevid is possible, that it does constitute a Shini Hashem. And others say not. It could be in the Machlein, but it was possible to the Yevid by a get. The Pasuk says that when Yankel Vina finally married one of his daughters, so they made a big party. Vayas Mishta. So some Rishonim say that in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu writes this in the Chumash, it's an indication that there's a mitzvah to make a Mishta when you have a chasana, that it's a Sudas mitzvah on a level of their right. Others all know that the whole Simchat Kosen is only the Rabbana. If the whole Chiyas Simchat Kosen is only the Rabbana, the whole Sudas can only be the Rabbana. If the Chiyas Simchat Kosen is the right, then you have what to discuss, whether the Sudas have been the right of the Rabbana. So that's the machlokes we learned last year, and we learned Ksubis. The first verse is Ksubis. In the beginning, the Rosh said, in the name of Tesis, the Rosh Pim, Simchat Chosen is only a Takon of the Rabbanon, Sarachi of the Raisa. And then he goes to Rabbeinu Meir, who holds that stuff. Yom Chasinot, Yom Simchat Liga, so you see that the Chi of Simchat Chosen is the Raisa. If you hold the Chi of Simchat Chosen is the Raisa, then it's what to discuss. And maybe the Sudah should constitute a Sudah Shlitza Medina. The Maram Shik has a Chugal Halacha, whether you're Yosef to make a Chasan Suda that should be Milchik. Does it didn't require that it has to be Dafka Fleishik? Or is there any Simchal of the Bosa? Or should you say no, that you're even Yosef if you have a Milchik Suda? But on the assumption that you're Yosef only if it's Fleishik, there's a further Machloikis, I'm going to a wedding tonight, that's the Chazal of Dinan. Are you Yosef only if it's chicken? I say kosher chicken, but so. Are you Yosef only if it's Bosa, Besar Behema? Or are you even Yotze if it's chicken? Maybe ain't Simchal of the Bosom is Dafke Besar Behema. Maybe Besar Reis is not called Bosom in a gate of the region. The Nafkamina Ladina. Chapta Nafkamina for a few thousand dollars. But it's going to be meat, or it's going to be chicken. Nafkamina. Or it's going to be milk. It's a Nafkamina Ladina for a fortune of money. And the little Sefer Tiske Tshuva was written before the war. The author quotes from the... Yeah, the funny one. So he quotes from the Gerer Rebbe. Quotes from the Gerer Rebbe from before the war. That you should be machmir to have Dafke Besar Behema, eyes too expensive. So he says you should have a million people. 10 people by the wedding should eat Besar Behema. And you should give chicken to the rest. You should be machmir to have 10 people eat Besar Behema. The same shaila as you have on Yom Tov. Machmir is in Yeridei, on Daf Aleph. But on Yom Tov, you have to Simchas Yom Tov Dafke with Besar Behema, or you even have to with the Sarov. Yeridei, yeah. So there's a din in Daf Aleph. The first thing you have to do is a din that says in Shemach that an Ovel should not be allowed to Shech. Either a din in Ovel Meshech. You have to Shiva already, an Ovel Meshech. So we're afraid that because he's so aggravated and he's not thinking straight, then maybe his reflexes and maybe he won't be able to do a good job of shechting the thing. So we're machmir l'chatzila not to let him shech. But what happens if it's Yom Tov, it's Shabbos, and you have to have place for Yom Tov and Shabbos? He's the only one who knows how to shech. And it says, look, Balei Shreira, so we violate this minig, and we insist that the other should shech. The question is, what if Yom Tov is coming? We have a shochet who knows how to shech chicken, but he doesn't know how to shech behemoth. And the one who's an Avedis is the only one who knows how to shech behemoth. So we are permitted to have him violate the minig that another doesn't shech, in order that he should shech behemoth for Yom Tov. But he says it's absolutely unnecessary. Everybody can pull through with chicken. That's a machlokes, the Yad Avraham and the Yad Ephraim, or somebody, two of the little mentioned cable in the tiny letters in the first page of Yeridayah, are your Yotzi Simchas Yom Tov, if you only have chicken, you have to have that kinnik. On Shabbos, he's not saying Simcha. On Shabbos, he's not saying Vayin, so he takes the Yotzi with chicken. And if somebody doesn't enjoy chicken, so the Yotzi with milk is still on Shabbos. There's no Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, there's a Shabbos. Maybe on Yom Tov, there's Zafke, maybe even if you don't enjoy the meat, maybe you're not Yotzi Simchas Yom Tov, unless you have flesh. That's the shame. What if someone is a vegetarian? On Pesach night, Hotanish can bear it. He can't eat imitation called Pesach. Has to eat flesh called Pesach. From a lamb, has to eat a lamb or a goat, whatever. Either a gedi or a seiz. Seizim. Either seizim or sextov. Has to eat a lamb. But if it's not Pesach night, well, it's a different yontif. So you say that the Simchas yontif ain't Simcha l'bavasa means because normal people enjoy it. But if you don't enjoy it, like, then it's judged subjectively. If you don't enjoy it, so then it's not a key in Simchas Yom Tov. They say no, but there is an objective standard for Simchas Yom Tov, and we declare that you do enjoy the flesh. And if you don't enjoy it, you got to eat that flesh whether you like it or not. If you're going to get sick from eating the flesh, it's a different thing. You're not mukhiv. You're going to get sick. You're not mukhiv to do all kinds of things. You're not mukhiv to eat matzah either. You're going to get sick from eating matzah. You're not mukhiv to drink other kosher. You're going to get sick. But you're not going to get sick. You just don't enjoy it so much. You would prefer to have the mukhiv. So that's a big shaila. Oynik Shabbos is clearly judged subjectively. What about Simchas Yom Tov? Is that judged objectively or subjectively?
Well, the opposite is a lot of young boys or whatever like to walk around and fish above in sneakers. They walk around all year in sneakers.
They enjoy it better.
They enjoy it better. So they still eat both at the back and see.
Yeah, you're not going to say that we insist that he has to wear shoes in order to suffer. You don't say like that. You're not pleased to suffer. He's an Easter to wear leather shoes. He's not wearing leather shoes. He's not violating the Easter. There's no key on that. Gemara has a din of Eli Avin Simpa the Simpa. The Babli has different materials. The place is in my cut in the first parrot goes to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi learns it out from this passage. And Yankee says he wants to marry Rachel. So Lovin says, Mali Shibu Azot, Minitsin Lacho, Gam, that's the Zot. Wait till the end of the week. You should be to marry Mishtav Leia, and then we'll give you the other wife, Rachel. We'll have both wives. So why does he have to have 7 days for this wife, 7 days for that wife? So the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi, Rambam has a teacher, quotes that Yerushalmi in White Cotton. That this is the marker for the din of Amy Avinson for this one. It's a big discussion how far it goes. Like the Tosafot says to Shaila, what if you have a pigeon at Ben on Chalamoid? It's for that reason that you're not allowed to get married on Chalamoid. Not allowed to get married on Chalamoid is a Nisa Deraisi. Not allowed to get married on Shabbos, only a Nisa Derabbanan. Zereshem Yichtor. But you're not permitted to get married on Yom Tov on Chalamoid. That's a Nisa Deraisi of Amy Avinson for this one. Shabbos, there is no Tishtim. There can't be a Nisa Deraisi. Yeah, the Gemara says, a Nisa Deraisi, get married on Chalamoid.
You're not supposed to marry two people at once, or if you do, you have to make
that separate
shabbat.
If you do, you have to have separate weeks for
Yom Tov. But
the Rambam
shouldn't even do that.
That's the question. The Rambam writes, Yesh Lo'odim Rishus, Lisa Kamenoshim Yemeh, but he's permitted to marry many women.
The only thing makes
Right. That's the shaila. Why doesn't the Rambam hold that it's a Lisa to marry your second wife in the middle of Shus Memish to the first wife? Once he marries the first wife, he's ready to hold the middle of Shiva's Mea Mishnah. Shouldn't it be a Nisa of Amy Avon Simcha B'Simcha? Finally, the Rambam has a different shot than Amy Avon Simcha B'Simcha. Means he can't be Yoytze with the same Zman, that he should be Mitzurah for this Simcha and for that Simcha. The Zman of Yom Tov, I should say that this is the Yom of Yom Tov for the Simcha's Yom Tov, and it's also the Yom for the Shiva's Mea Mishnah, that's the problem. But let's say one of the two Simchas would be one, It doesn't have anything to do with a yom. Let's say Pesach raises the shayla my cotton pot on the first parish. What about making a party for Tikkun Aben on Chol HaMoed? Is there an issue of any Yom Tzimcha B'Simcha? Pesach is still pulled back and forth. They say it's mana kavua. You have no prayer. You have to make the Tikkun Aben on Yom Lam and Aleph. You can make the party on Chol HaMoed. According to the Rambam, there probably wouldn't be any problem in the Chlal, because by Tikkun Aben, it's not that the whole day is a Yom Tzimcha, that you're trying to kill two birds with one stone. You're trying to be Yoytze two Tzimchas with one man. That these 7 days can't be oiler for Rachel and for Leah. This day can't be oiler for Yom Tov and for Shivus Me'anishtad Rachel. That's not the point. The Rambam would appear that that's the whole thing of Amy Av Simcha Simcha. But there is no prohibition against doing a Maisa Simcha in the middle of his mind that's Yuchat to Simcha. But according to the Rambam, I should say the same. There shouldn't be any Yuchat to get married on Chol HaMoed or to get married on Yom Tov. There should be Mutter to get married on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. The only thing is that you should spend 7 full days with the wife. He doesn't say that. And it's more would appear that it's an issue of the right to get married on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. Or the marshal, let's say you get married on Erev Yom Tov. You get married a few days before Yom Tov. So Yom Tov counts as one of the Shivus in Amish. According to the Rambam, you should say that it shouldn't count. Even the Yom Tov shouldn't count. There should be nothing wrong with getting married on Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov, 6 days before Yom Tov, whatever. Provided that you'll spend 7 full days celebrating with your wife, and separate days celebrating Yom Tov. It's just not so though. It is not so. So the Achronim is from the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you have the whole cloud is have separate days, so why is not Isha Berev HaRegel, there's nothing wrong, it's Mutter, and the Yom of the Regel is always one of the 7 days. Why not say that? That's a violation of the Amy Adesim for the Simcha. He also has no problem marrying the second wife. Yesh Lord, and Lisa Kamanashim, Yom Echor, is not a problem. Of any matter from the people of Achi, you can't call Achas and call Rilo, that to spend the proper amount of time with this one, with that one, with the other one, but just the Eimar B'Simcha B'Simcha, the din not to use the same man to be able to listen to Yonah Simcha. Why doesn't he allow you to get married on Yom Kippur? Get married on Yom Kippur and celebrate it for you. Just at 7 days, yes, for you. Does it apply to a second wife that Achrayim discussed it? He said, yes, the original story was by the second wife. The original story by Yankov Wiener was the second wife. Does it apply to Master Grushasa? I think it also does apply. The only place where Master Grushasa was excluded is by the tour from the army. Kika Chishisha Chadosha, by Yeske by Sova. So he must say, Chishisha Chadosha means a wife that he wasn't married to before. But he was married before, so then there's no proof in the army. But I think by all the other cases, I think even if he's Master Dushas, I think it is called a simple, right? So what can we get now? The Risha Shniya, the Akhranim says for sure it applies. What is it,
Marjorie?
Oh, it is Muslim. Master Dushas, it is Muslim. Because it's not enough simcha to be called a violation of any other simcha. But Ishta Shniya is a hefer. That's what I'm saying. Ishta Shniya is a hefer. Ishta Shniya is an ether that you see from the pasuk, from Yad Ravina. He's marrying the second wife. He could marry her within the first week of the first year.
So the Rambam
is so sad. Rambam, yeah, that's why he's pointing to the Rambam that the Gerva Din is not to use the same amount to the oil of Lakan and Lakan. So what do you do if it's not the Isha Be'er of Yom Tov? Why shouldn't it be mutter to marry on Yom Tov? Well, what she is, like 7 days separate from the Yom Tov. So why is there an issue to get married on Yom Tov? You see that there's an issue to do a Maisa Simcha, and his man that your bank over call in the state of Simcha for another person. So how does he allow you to be nice and come and ask him to be a Mecha?
Maybe somebody don't have two Simchas for the different nature. Like one is Simcha Tendus, the one is Simcha Pasalan, so then
we say that you can't start a new Maisa Simcha, you can't make a Maisa Simcha on Yom
Kippur. You have to work out some terror, because you're not going to work on it. Can you say that, because I don't want to fight Kanoli on Yom Kippur, the Simcha will be a lot of people out there, and we get mad at it,
Mishnah says not so. It doesn't blend in. Getting the Aliyah, that's a key of Yom Kippur. Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov is a special kiyum. Mikra Kodesh, the Ramban has. Mikra Kodesh means Kuri Hoeda, a holy assemblage. Everybody should get together to learn the Torah. This apparently getting married is not, does not enhance the Yom Tov. Some relate, what do you do with all the people? We don't fight about getting married on Yom Tov. We don't all fight about the same girl, everyone wants to marry the one girl on Yom Tov. It's unrelated to the young. Yaakov Avinu is priding himself to his wives about the way he took so such good care of their father's flock. But he says, I'll tell you guys in Kibbutz Kirti Avarti Esabichem. You know that I work the whole place. So the Rambam quotes these things. In Hilchos Kriyas, by the Dinam of Kriyas Perlim. So he says, a Perlim is in Kriyas Lavet B'chol Kirchot. That he shouldn't think that I'm so talented and so gifted and they're paying me so little, so even if I'll just do work half the time, I'll already be cooler ever for these people. They never had such a good worker like I am. All the people who worked in this office before me were so incompetent and unaccomplished, and they couldn't get anything done. And whatever I'm going to do for them is going to be cooler ever, so I don't have to work to my maximum. But the Rambam says that's not the din. You're not supposed to compare yourself to other workers that cheat. You're not supposed to compare yourself to the previous workers that they had. If you are engaged to work from 9 to 5, you have to put in the full amount of time from 9 to 5. Hapoamukhi is lava the whole place. As we learn out from Yankee Patsadi. Yankee Patsadi says, I tell you guys, can give the whole place your body to your studies. You need a part when you put in a full day's work. It's a common thing today that all the workers are goofing off on their job. And all the fields, it's terrible. I've been from Zayla, so this is showing stresses. What's the difference with the guy or the other person's money? A guy or his money. If I promise that all this time is going to be engaged in work for you from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, so I'm stealing yours money by not doing the work for you. Unless it's understood that the Dominican Dina is that you take a coffee break and you take all of these breaks. But it's not always understood that you walk into the offices in any given institution, especially in charitable institutions, and you see all the secretaries talking on the telephone, they're not taking care of the people that they're supposed to take care of, and then they have to get time and a half overtime for doing the work that they could have done during the whole week. Why should they get paid time and a half? And it's because they're so incompetent that all the organizations have to hire so many secretaries to do the job. But one secretary could have done all the work. But now no one does the job. So you can't say that that's understood. Meaning I'm doing. Meaning I'm doing is that you do such a lousy job. It's not so.
The federal government.
What is the federal government?
The
Mean that there's no balabos. Because Regan is not walking around with a stick and saying, I'm going to fire you unless you do the work. There's no one watching. But it's not right that we should, if we are workers, that we should realize that it's not right, it's not law. And a person has to work. And if a person is an avodas hakodesh, a person is a rabbi in yeshiva, a rabbi in a shul, so there's more of an obligation to work. It is an added curse for the one, oroth the malachas Hashem reneir. Because he says the one who doesn't do avodas Hashem with all of his heart and with all of his koiches. It's very, very naive. But Moshe Feinstein has in it too, that sometimes Malamdim and Yeshivas are very reheted to themselves. I don't have to come on time, I don't have to teach every day, I can actually take off whenever I want, because they're underpaying me anyway. And I'm so talented and I'm such a good Rebbe, the other Rebbes can't compare to me, so I can take off whenever I want. And my students know more than all the other students in the school put together, and they don't pay me the salary that all the other Rebbes get put together. The Moshe says, you're not allowed to make such a cheshbon. If you agreed in September to work from September to June for $20 a year, that you have to put in from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, you promised that that's what you're going to do. You agreed to that salary. You have no right to pshet my line. That's a different story. Moshe has tshuvas about that too. It's a different tshuva. It's the next tshuva. But the first tshuva is that the poilim are not allowed to shetzel and make the whole calculation that my work is so valuable and they're underpaying me. Therefore, I don't have to work the whole place. If you agree to do the job, you have to give the whole place. Also, I'd rather to quit. If you feel like they're not treating you nicely, so quit and go get a job somewhere else. You can't find another job somewhere else. So you're stuck here. So stay here and do your job. Do your job then. People don't even ask Chavis anymore about these things. People work in any, not only for the government, anyone works in an office. Do a very poor job for them. Not right at all. Later, when Yankee Avinu was timing his way out with Lavan, he tells him, I was such a good worker. Why do you think that I would steal anything from you? He's looking for his trophy. He says, I got paid very little, but he agreed. For 7 years he had to work for one wife. Maybe it's a lot, maybe it's a little, whatever, but he agreed to that deal. When he worked for 7 years together, as a Hashem Mitzvah, he might as well see, had a deal with Hashem Mitzvah, not a deal with Hashem Mitzvah, so he was getting paid. And then the last couple of years, for sure, he was getting paid. That's what could him, so he's getting paid. So the deal is that Hashem Mitzvah is highly engaged with the Avedis. What if an animal comes, pray for me, the animal was ripped apart by another wild animal? But what if the animal is ripped apart by a wild animal? So he's more as well see, Hashem Mitzvah is highly on that. It's like an Eva Beza. What is he bringing? Trade to Lehi Beisi Alech. Kum Ta Yashapeach. Of course, you have to pay for the trade. Hashem Asaf has Chayvana if the animal gets ripped up. The Tama Farshman of Kum is Day. Pashup Shad.
He didn't
have to say that the Gemara has a different kind of trade. It depends who came to rip up the animal. If a little animal came to rip up the animal, for them it's the responsibility of the shamer to shoo away the animal, or to shoot the animal. Whether it's a lion or a bear or a tiger or an elephant came, so then it's not the responsibility of the shamer to go chase away the lion or the tiger. It's the responsibility of the shamer to run home and lock his door and make sure that he doesn't get killed. And then if the animal gets killed, it's like it. So it's not called the neighbor Aveda. You know what it says? It depends. He wants to say, it depends, but the Hoyal al-Kadim b'Rayim al-Matlis, the Loh Hoyal al-Kadim b'Rayim al-Matlis. Did he have the ability to get other shepherds, other Royim, with other sticks? Did he have the ability to call out Tola and to chase away the elephant or the lion or the tiger? Did he not have the ability? So if he did not have the ability, then he'd take a fucker from the tracer, and the tracer would be an Oynet. The son of Farshim said, that's what he said. Look here, my dear friend, my father-in-law, tracer lo hevesi alecho. Even though there were many times the animal was killed by Oynes, I never gave you the dead animal and said, I'm Potter because he was an Oynes. I would always pay, I would always make good. I would always make good for my time.
That's
what
some of
us
should
say.
That's
way with Mimisha is a good.
No, I mean, is there a Shemayim?
Are they
going to do that?
No, I don't think so. No. He was a good son-in-law. He was a miserable son-in-law. So he didn't want the son-in-law to give him a hard time, so he said, I'll pay. He'd rather pay and not get involved in an interview with his son. So that's the son of Farshim. And other Mepharshim, I think the point of the office says, a different shot. A trade lo hevesi alecha means that he didn't pay for the trade. That he's alluding to what the Gemara has in Bava Kama in the first paragraph. The Gemara says, Shomin le mazik, ve'u shomin le ganef le gazwa. That if a Ghana stole an item and then it got smashed, but that a Ghana stole a behem and then it dropped it. The behem when he stole it was worth $1,000. No, it's worth $100. A dead animal is worth $100. The Gemara says, the Ghana has no right to give the dead animal to the Nignan and say, here's the $100, it's yours. And I only owe you $900. The Gemara says, they ain't Ghana for the Gazan. So Tayson says, since the Ghana for the Gazan is Tenai de Shimon, the animal died of the Shimon. So the Ghana is Tenai de Shimon. I can't stick the Nignan with $100. Dead animal that belongs to me, I have to pay him a full $1,000 clean money. I have to give him a check for $1,000. Now, Shemitim by Shemitim, the other thing is that I'm only mechuyev to make good the difference. I'm not mechuyev to pay for the initial pikadon that got broken or that died because that belongs to the master, it doesn't belong to the Shemitim. So I think the part of the office or some one of the Farshim Anachon is one of those Talmud Farshim says that that's when he traitor by Hevesi Alecho means I didn't bring you back the dead animal and say I'm only going to pay for the difference which I certainly have to pay for. Another Yachatan, I pay for everything. The other direction, I pay for the whole thing. I went to finish it again, and not utilizing the halacha of shomim l'shoyim, shomim l'shoyim.
Then we say
The first thing that we call here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that the person that was going here, Kama, is that So the Gemara says the following startling answer. The Gemara says, if it didn't would have been the Hezek Shein and Nikar, Shnei Hezek, then the Ganach would have been Koine Bishinui when the Chavis became Masabana. But since we assume the Hezek Shein and Nikar is Lav Shnei Hezek, it's something that's not from the Rabbonim as he prays, but it's Lav Shnei Hezek, so therefore it's not called Bishinui. That's what the Gemara says. How do you interpret the Gemara as a question? That's what Alechana Vatman has a bit of a discussion on that. But that's what the Gemara asks your question. It's just like in Shaman Lagana, so how come over here it is Shaman? How come I give back this thing and I say, here's your chomik, but if it's also about me, if it's worth it, so I should say, it ain't Shaman Lagana. Lagana should be clean and Zagadei Shina. The Gemara says that if you would have held that Hezek Shein Nika Shmei Hezek and Hachinam, but because we hold Hezek Shein Nika Lash Shmei Hezek, that's why you can give it back and say, Reish Lachinam. It's a very strange Gemara. What's the connection to Hezek Shein Nika and Kim? And so the Chana Masma shows that there are three interpretations. Deep shot in that way. This is a machloek is the Rambam and the Rabbi in the Hilchot Gittin, where you can write a get to Shtei Lashonim. You start writing a get in English, and then you speak to French in the middle. Is that a good get or not? Some are showing say based on its perception that it's no good, that that's a violation of Sefer Echad HaMahmona Lushnayim Lushloshesvot, that it's not Sefer Echad if you switch from one language to the other. How do we pass from Aloch and Machlojit around in the right? Because generally speaking, we're Machmon and Dinim Deraita, and we're Mekel and Dinim Derabbana. By Get is a Din Deraita or Machmon, not the right of Get to Shtei Lushen. By Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah is not the right, but it's Dibbe Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is the Dibbe Teradam. The Kabbalah means the Mitzvah of the Rabbana, which is recorded in the Rimak Suda. So that has more strength. That's considered more serious than a plain Din Rabbana. So that's considered, this is partial for Din Deraita. Our Achranim will say that you say, Seika the Rabbana Lechumre on a Dibbe Kabbalah. But the Sophic Kor Megillah, Sophic like Korah, so that if you make it close to Maturi Yavin on Megillah, that you would have to go the Chumre. But you would say, Sophic Dibbe Kabbalah Lechumre. So by Mikra Megillah it says that you shouldn't translate, you shouldn't read the Megillah from translation. I didn't mention it that you may. So the Magen Avraham quotes the reasons given by the Rav Osh, I think. He says, because we don't know how to translate the word Tarachash to Ranam and Eharamach. I read them in the original. So he says, no. That the Rambam's opinion is that you cannot have a get Nichta B'Shtei L'Shein, because there's no Hem Sheikhi. It's a Chisom that says, Yechav Eloshnaim Shlosh Yisram Tehro. So you're going to have a Megillah with B'Shtei L'Shein. It's not good. There's no Hem Sheikhi. So by Megillah we're Machma like we're Machma by a get. Mashayna came by davening we're Mekel. Since davening was only with the Rabbanon. So let's say a person was davening in Hebrew. Then he wants to add on a Tzina in Yiddish. So I was crying and all of Kiddush Rebbe, so you always add on Tzina in Yiddish. And what's that person in America wants to add on a Tzina in English. So we would be Mekel. You wouldn't have to say Dabs in Hebrew. You could say the Hebrew is a very good. Better. So it'll blend in to satisfy even the other opinions that the B'Shtei B'Shani doesn't know Hem Sheikhi. But Mikra then we're Mekel there that you're permitted to incur the Tzina in another language. So the Ramoah is bothered with a problem in the Chulis of Ramoah and in the Ramoah and Ebenezer is bothered with a problem that the get, the standard Nusach HaGet that we use all the time is a blend of Hebrew and Aramaic. So how do we do that? So the Ramoah writes in the Chulis of Ramoah, Hebrew and Aramaic blend in together and it doesn't pose a problem. Hebrew and Aramaic is one language. As we find in the Chumash that the entire Chumash is written in Hebrew, with the exception of several Aramaic words that we have here. He quotes the Chumash. Hebrew and Aramaic, and you guys still have these. You see the Hebrew and Aramaic.
That's okay, because
right. Doesn't the Torah have in other places other languages? Not, does he have Egyptian?
Kimin
Amayim Ishiti. Yakar. Yakar is Aramaic form, huh? That's Aramaic again. So the Rama says that that's okay. Aramaic and Hebrew do blend in, but don't you find in the Chumash other words? Oh, something's funny. So the answer is it's a name? It's a name. So Yigar Sadus is a name. But Yikor Lalof and Yigar Sadus, it's the name of the place. So what's the Raya that, what's the Ramos Raya? Also Miruva is Kurdish. That's a Raya. The Ramos brings that Raya. Also Miruva is Kurdish. He's using a verb. Also, an Aramaic verb. Oh, so that's a Raya. But this Raya, Yigar Sadus, there's a questionable Raya. Shaka Raya. It's Aramaic also. Yeah. But then it's also also right. So what the Ramo is right. I don't remember that the Ramah brings that line. Who is this Raya? But the Ramah says that our get is always written part Aramaic and part Hebrew. The last passage in this week's Haftarah is in the end of Hosea. So the very last passage in Hosea, the Navi closes off with the expression Yishon Dachi Hashem Tzaditim Yochavam Uposhen Yikosh Levam. The Gemara has in Bava Tamen and Bava Mitzvah, Machlag is on a Nitzchol Toshea and Nitzchol Oynet. The person is walking the Derech Yishor, it says it says. If there's an obstacle there, then there's no Machlag, it's going to get into Oynet. But if he walks the Derech Yishor and trips over his own leg, then it's a Machlag, it's a Meir of Yud, I think, with a Nitzchol Toshea and Nitzchol Oynet. This person sounds like a Nitzchol Toshea. It says, Yishor and Dachei Hashem. There's no obstacle. And who are the ones who are Nitzchol? The Toshea and Nitzchol Oynet. You see a Nitzchol on a Derech Yishor is a Toshea. This is the pasuk that the United Yehuda quotes in his tshuva. He has a whole tshuva where he attacks the reciting of the Shem Yichud before you do a mitzvah. He says that you don't have to say the Shem Yichud because we assume that's Tam al-Shma. So he says only the Hasidim say the Shem Yichud. The Mishnagim, though, he had a lot of fights with the Baal Shem Tov. Originally they both lived in the same community, so he left to a different city, each one left to a different city. Originally both lived in the same community in Poland. But he closes off that shuvah against the Lashem Yichud by quoting this Tosk, Kidach, Kisham Dachi Hashem, Tarikim Yochavam, Vachatidim Yikoshuvam. That's the end of his shuvah. Then the printers changed it. The printers in the second printer changed it. They didn't like that line, so they changed it back to Poshe Yikoshuvam. And he signed it to the printers that they did a disservice to the world. That he took Poshe and made him into Hasidim. And the printers took that even and made it into the potion. So it doesn't make more sense what I did than you did. Tongue in cheek, of course. He was attacking the Hasidim, so that's why he used the potion. The printers didn't want to have any attack against the Hasidim. So what's the story? Sunday, the new matter, we have a normal shoot. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Normal shoot, we got to start the next time. Oh, we're going to start first. Before the next Thursday, we make first learn.